Hamilton County residents will find out soon if they'll be asked to overturn a 0.25% sales tax increase approved last month to balance the county budget. Commissioners approved the hike, but the sales tax rate will stay at its current 7%. That's because the increase won't take effect until the Union Terminal sales tax expires at the end of March. But opponents don't like it, and they're gathering signatures to put the issue on the March ballot. Part of the additional money would go toward lowering 911 dispatch fees for cities, villages, and townships who use the county's communication center. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman.
Medic 79-2402, Ronald Reagan Cross County, eastbound highway, 24.2 East Ronald Reagan Highway. Auto accident, injury.
That dispatch for a wreck on Cross County cost the Springfield Township Fire Department $16. And Fire Chief Rob Leininger says it could cost more with multiple dispatches for the same wreck.
Probably a minimum of three, and if there's other agencies involved, it could be six, nine, even 12 dispatches, depending on how many units are necessary.
Each one of those costing $16. This year, Springfield Fire is paying more than $85,000 for dispatch fees. The county's proposed budget with the sales tax increase would lower dispatch fees for police, fire, and EMS. Next year, it would drop to $10 per dispatch and then to $5 in 2021. For Springfield Township, that would mean it would have an additional $90,000 in the next 2 years to reinvest in the department. Leininger says he would use it to replace old computer technology in the department's vehicles.
It's frustrating that firefighters have to pull out their personal cell phones in order to bring up a map on how to get to an emergency scene.
Leininger is also president of the County Fire Chiefs Association. He says the lower dispatch fee could be a game changer for many smaller departments.
Hiring of personnel, safety equipment, which is the most important, and really that communication, the radio, that's probably one of the most important safety items that we have.
No agency pays higher dispatch fees than the Colerain Township Police Department. This year, it's $470,000. Chief Mark Denny says a fee reduction would add about $500,000 to his budget over 2 years.
When I say that, it could be staffing, it could be police cars. It helps us push our levy that we're currently entering year six of a levy that was projected to be 5 years. We're entering year six of that levy, and it allows us to push that even further and keep us from having to go back to our community and ask them for additional taxes.
So essentially, the money from that five-year property tax levy will last longer. Colerain Police even created 321 COPS, a number for residents to use for non-emergency incidents, so those calls would not go through the County Communication Center. Denny says in 2018, the department answered 30,000 calls on that number.
Now, not every one of those would have incurred a dispatch fee, but if you even take half of that, it's just a tremendous amount of money that we're saving to pay somebody $15 an hour to answer a telephone.
The user fee disincentivizes using our operation because of the cost associated with it.
That's Andrew Knapp. He's the director of the Hamilton County Communication Center.
The user fee is broken. You can look at my statistics from 2008 on, and there's been a steady decline in law enforcement dispatched incidents because the larger municipalities are trying to circumvent that. Which, again, I don't blame them at the cost it is.
Knapp says the county's 911 system is not in crisis, but he says officials need to find a more stable funding formula so there can be strategic investments in the coming years. That includes updating the 1970s building where the center's located and currently overcrowded. The county also doesn't have its own backup facility if the primary location is taken out of service. For Colerain Chief Mark Denny, it's about who pays for emergency communications.
The expense will not go away. What we're arguing is who's going to pay for it. And I think it's fair to have the system shared by everyone that's using it, not just our residents.
The person leading the petition effort to put the sales tax increase on the ballot, Andy Black, says it's critical voters have a voice on taxes. He says that's especially true for a critical service like 911. If the sales tax issue makes the ballot and voters say no to the increase, the Hamilton County Commissioners will have a backup 2020 budget. That likely will mean keeping the dispatch fee at $16 and perhaps even increasing it. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.